Simon & Schuster Audio presents Well Done, The Power of Positive Relationships by Ken Blanchard, Thad Lesinick, Chuck Tompkins, and Jim Ballard. Read by Tony Roberts, with an introduction read by Ken Blanchard.
Hi, I'm Ken Blanchard. In 1976, when my family and I came to San Diego on sabbatical leave from the University of Massachusetts in Amherst, one of the first places we visited was SeaWorld. Everyone we talked to urged us to see the Shamu killer whale show. Since I was aware that killer whales are considered the most feared predators in the ocean, I didn't know what to expect. Would we just be watching them swim around? What a surprise when we entered Shamu Stadium and the show began. Before a minute had gone by, all of us were raving fans. As I watched these incredible creatures leap and dive on command and even carry their trainers on their backs, I found myself fascinated. How had they been trained to perform such feats and with such evident delight? For years I had been talking and writing about the power of positive relationships and the need to catch people doing things right in order to develop productive work and home environments. Yet I became discouraged to see that the very opposite was occurring in most organizations and homes. Catching people doing things wrong seemed to be the rule. I was firmly convinced that punishment was harmful in human relationships, and I realized instinctively that it wouldn't be a smart move with killer whales. That belief was borne out when I took a group of our trainers and clients on a behind-the-scenes tour of the Shamu Show and met Chuck Tompkins, head trainer at the Orlando SeaWorld. Chuck and I, recognizing each other as soulmates, made an agreement. He would teach me about whale training, and I would teach him about people training. In the process, we found we were teaching the same things. Yet we also had important concepts to learn from one another. I was particularly fascinated by the ability of SeaWorld trainers to use redirection. Upon encountering any undesirable behavior on the whale's part, they would immediately refocus those energies elsewhere. That very simple
sample complete. Ready to continue?